Okay, we're talking about Menuchat HaNefesh. Menuchat HaNefesh, which means peace of being, well-being, peace of mind, settled being. Menucha means to come to rest. Menuchat HaNefesh. And that should be the basis and foundation of your whole life. Most people are completely tossed around by the waves of life. You know, things are going hard, and this happened. Basically, you're treading water, and waves are coming, and you're like, oh, that girl said that, and you're kind of trying to stay afloat, and then your job, this, and then this, and it's hard. Because people are living on the surface, and on the surface of your being, your thoughts and your emotions are really just controlling it, and you're just not in control. Most people, if not controlled by the external world, their team winning and the weather and things like that, are definitely controlled by their internal world, their thoughts and their emotions. And you're just a victim. I'm just a victim to what's going on in my mind and my heart. And we said we want to learn to calm ourselves down. Get out of the waves. Get out of the waves and go deep. You've got to live from a deeper place within yourself. Now, first we said that really one level is to, when you're feeling very overwhelmed, to be able to kind of have a life raft to hold on to. And we said things like you should calm your senses, you should find time alone, do things you appreciate, that you find nice, listen to soft music. But then we said that's not really the goal. The goal is to be living in a space of everything's cool. That's what it really means. I'm living in a space of it's okay, I'll deal with it. You know what? I'll deal with it. I'm okay. Very important. And by the way, pardon? Serenity, but not passive. I'll do what needs to get done. I trust myself to do what needs to get done. But so I have serenity, but it's not weakness. It actually is a great strength. It's a great strength. Anyone play tennis?
Yeah.
So when you play tennis, there's the jump step. In between each thing, you jump step, and then you move. Bam, step, you know that step? Bam, bam. Bam. So that's it. You want to have that in your life. Before every move you make, it's the jump step. Bam, jump. Let me recenter myself and let me act. I want to be proactive. I want to choose what I'm doing. I don't want to react. You annoyed me, so I punch you in the face. I'm a robot. You'd say something, angry. I basically say to all the world, you choose how I feel. You choose how I feel, you know. If you say that, I'm gonna feel like this, and if you say that, you insult me, I'm gonna get upset, you praise me, I'm gonna get happy. So that means I've given over the power of my well-being to you. Don't do that, because that's your whole life's gonna be that. You can't control everything, so everything's gonna keep going. So we gotta be standing on it, we gotta be surfing. We gotta be surfing. A wave comes, so look at be able to see the wave. And say, what do I have to do? How do I surf the wave? You've got to start surfing your life. Not drowning. People are drowning. You want to be surfing. Or resting. Resting underneath. Going deep. Go scuba dive. Put on your scuba diving. Go down. Under is very calm and sweet. So we talked about very many methods. And we started speaking on whenever our last class was about habata. Habata. Habata comes from the word lahabit. Lahabit means to watch, to observe. To watch. And we said last time is try and just see the world, observe the world non-judgmentally, curiously. It's like, okay, wow, just start seeing. I told you to look at that picture every day for a minute. Have you been doing that? And you see something new every day. Look at your hand. Just look, observe, see new, see things new, see your own self. Go and look in the mirror today and look at your face and just, I want you to see yourself for the first time. Be like, just see. Pardon? There you go. You got a new one every day. So that's the first thing. So this is perfect for Elul and Rosh Hashanah because it is new. Are you going to be new? Most people are just playing out their same old patterns for their whole life. The same old defense. Something happened to you when you were 6, 7, 8, so then you set up a defense mechanism. You became like the funny guy. So now you're the funny guy and that's how you... But it doesn't work. In the end, you gotta let go. I'm the funny guy, the clever guy, the bully. People who get bullied become bullies. So we learn an unhealthy way to deal with life, and most people just repeat that over and over again because it does serve them in a way. It gives them some kind of defense and some sense of identity, but it means that they're living on this very, very superficial level, and they're actually losing out on a true experience. So what we want to do is just start experience the world, not judge it so much. Judge and wishing it was different, I think we spoke about last time. Stop wishing it was different. By the way, if it can be different, then make it different. If there's something you can do, do it. So we're not being passive. But if there's nothing you can do, stop wishing that it was different. Say, now that it's not this, what am I going to do about it? So just see reality as it is, non-judgmentally. Now we're going to go a little bit deeper. And that is to be able, and we've spoken about this a lot before, is to be able to do the same thing with your own inner world. Not only to look at the external world and not start wishing it was different and comparing and wanting and judging it, but your own inner world itself, your thoughts and your emotions themselves. Most people drown in their thoughts and their emotions. What we need to do is take a step back. Just take a step back and start watching that and see, you know what? It's amazing that annoys me. Every time I meet that guy and I know he's going to say something, that annoys me. And then rather than justifying it and saying, well, I'm right, he shouldn't do this, or the opposite, saying, well, I'm wrong and I'm bad and I wish I didn't do it. Don't even get into that whole thing. Just notice it. Just notice. Okay, I get angry when that happens. So notice. Notice it. You take it, yeah.
But then you have to direct that frustration.
Pardon?
Don't you have to direct that frustration?
Once you have an emotion, you'll have to feel it, but in a controlled and healthy way to experience it. So I feel really annoyed now. But there could be a higher level where you catch it quite early and you can just observe it. And without judging. Once again, it's non-judgmentally seeing what's going on in your inner world. Not I'm bad for thinking this. Not that's a bad thought, I'm a bad person, he's a bad person. Just be aware. It's just being literally aware of thoughts. So I've used this example a million times. Your thoughts are like waves. Thoughts are like waves. Just like a surfer doesn't get on every single wave that comes along, you don't need to get on every thought that comes along. You can sit back and on your surfboard and choose, I'm not getting on that thought. But it means you have to be very aware when the thought is coming. You've got to be aware, there's that thought, I don't do those thoughts. And observe them and don't say I'm bad for having this thought. By the way, your first thought is not yours. You're not judged for it. Your first thought is the Yetzirah. The first negative thought, at least. So if you start thinking about something you shouldn't think about, you're not judged, you're not blamed for that. But what you do, you jump on that wave. You are judged for jumping on, don't jump on the wave. By the way, even jumping on the wave, we're not that responsible for at this stage because you're just not conscious enough not to jump on the wave. But what do you do when you realize you're on the wrong wave?
Get off.
Get off the wave, just get off. Get off that wave. Now, you don't get off the wave by saying, I'm such an idiot for getting on that wave, because it means you got off that wave, but you just got on another bad wave. So you just get off the wave by getting off the wave. What do you mean, how? Let's say you get on the bus, it's going in the right direction. How do you get off the bus? Get off the bus. No, jump off. The old London buses, you could jump off the back. Number 13. Did you have it in America? Number 13 bus, there was a hole in it. There was no walls there, and it just had a pole, and you could just hold onto the pole, which means you could run and jump onto the bus if you missed it.
Oh, well,
yeah, I guess so. So, habata means I'm just observing. By the way, it's actually exciting. It's very curious. It's just observing what's going on. Just seeing what's happening inside me. Seeing. Definitely not reacting to it. And just curiously getting to know yourself. So we basically said that your psyche, your thoughts and your emotions are like a movie. And what we want to try and do is remember that we're watching the movie. We said before that usually in general, when you're watching a very, very good movie, you forget that there's a you watching the movie. You're just caught up in the movie. So too, you're so caught up in your psyche and your thoughts and your emotions, and this is that becomes your whole reality, that you forgot, bless you. You forgot that there's a you that's experiencing the movie. Who's experiencing all those thoughts and emotions? Who's experiencing all your thoughts and emotions? You. Who are you? No, your body can't experience that. Your awareness, your consciousness. Whose thoughts are they? Whose thoughts are they? There's a you that is experiencing that emotion and that thought. You sometimes say, I'm thinking. I am thinking this. I mean, that's not who you are. There's a you who is thinking it. But most of the time, it's not your you who is thinking. Thoughts are just happening and you're getting caught up in it. But there's always a you behind everything, unless you're choosing what to think. You can choose to have a nice thought. Go, just say this. Get the voice in your head and say this. I am so grateful. Did you say that in your head? How does that make you feel? I am so grateful. I am so grateful. I am so grateful. I am so grateful. So you can start choosing your waves. But before you start choosing your waves, you just got to start being aware. Just being aware. Just watch. I'm feeling really upset right now. Now, what most people do is they get upset that they're upset. I can't believe I'm upset by this. I can't believe I'm still getting upset by this. What? Now you're upset that you're upset. And then you can't believe that you're upset that you're upset. So now you're upset that you're upset that you're upset. Stop doing that. Even anxiety, is anxiety that bad? Sorry to say this in this generation. It's just people get anxious that they're anxious. It's like, oh no, I'm getting anxious again. It's like, no, just sit there, breathe, and experience anxiety. Just say, I'm feeling really anxious now. That's okay. What's so bad about feeling anxious? Feeling anxious. You know what's really bad is when your thoughts then go with it. And this is going to happen and I'll mess it up and I'll never do this and that will be bad. That's the bad thing. The bad thing is the judging the anxiety, and that's perpetuating the anxiety. That's what isn't serving you. But just to have a be very present with how your feelings, and I feel very frustrated now. If you just felt frustrated but didn't keep thinking about the thing that made you frustrated, then the frustration would go. Your thoughts are creating your emotions. So rather than thinking about your feelings, just feel them. Oh, that's why they're called feelings, by the way. Because you should feel them. Feel your feelings. Don't think about your feelings. That's perpetuating them. Just feel. I had a girl, one of my students, she split up with her boyfriend, and she was feeling a lot of pain. She said, I don't know how to deal with this, feeling a lot of pain. And I said, just feel a lot of pain. But don't say, if only he had done this, and it was his fault, and it was my fault, and things were so nice, and it could have been different. That you don't need to do. That's not helping you. Just sit there and say, I feel my pain. I'm feeling in immense pain now. Without thinking, it's very hard. I'm not saying this is easy. It's
easier said than done.
I'm not saying it's easy, but that is how you deal with pain. Just be with, sit with the pain. Sit with your pain. Just watch it. Say, okay, there's pain. There's pain. Now then the deeper level is, if you're going to a place of who is experiencing the pain, who's experiencing the pain is your neshama. And your neshama's okay. Your neshama's always okay. It's just when your neshama, your consciousness falls into your emotions, falls into your psyche. We've lost our consciousness of self and we've fallen into psyche. We've fallen into the movie of psyche. So you've got to pull yourself out. Keep pulling yourself out by breathing deeply. And that's called hispiditas. That's what it means to isolate yourself. I'm isolating my essential consciousness, which is always pure and peaceful and okay. I'm isolating anything external to my pure, peaceful consciousness. And that means any thought, any emotion, any reaction, anything. That's external. That's not who. That's not me. And you do the hispedidas. Then you come to a place. There's a place within you. There's basically there's a room in your soul that is very okay, and you can go there. Now, not as an escape, by the way. We're not saying that's an escape. It's a place that you can always access to live on a deeper level, and then from there you can heal yourself. I was talking to someone today, and one of their friends did something that really upset them. Now, do I deal with this? My friend's really upset me and did this, whatever he did. And I said, well, how are you going to feel about it when you're 80? And they're like, ah. Like, what would you say to the... When you're 80, what would you say to that 18-year-old who got very upset? He probably didn't even mean it, by the way. He didn't mean it. Well, let's say he even did mean it. He said something not nice. A very close friend said something not nice. He really did mean it. So what? Is that worthwhile? Is it really worthwhile getting upset about? But I'm not conscious enough to not get upset about it. There would be a very high level where no one could really upset you. But there's a high. There's also a very high level where someone did upset you, but you managed to... Once they upset you, you're able to feel you're upset, but then take a step back and not get drowned in it and not perpetuate it and just observe it. Habatan. Just to observe it. I'm upset now. And I'm not wrong for being upset. I'm not bad for being upset. And I don't blame him for me being upset. It's a very good level to be on. By the way, most of what you ever get upset about within 6 months, whatever it is, you when you look back, if you think about it, 90% of things in your life that you got upset about, looking back now, if you could talk to that guy, you'd be like, that's okay. So it's being able to do that. So it's a kind of detachment, but it's not detachment. We don't want to be detached people. We want to be very involved people. But it's detachment in the way of, I'm not going to let this dictate and define me. I'm not detached from it because I'm going to feel it. I'm going to process it. I'm going to be real with it. I'm going to feel it and be real with it. But I'm going to detach from it dictating how I feel, and I'm just going to feel it, and then at some point choose what am I going to do with it. Yes?
How do you feel like your pain in the house?
Breathe very, close your eyes, breathe very deeply, and find where your pain is in your body. It's usually manifest in maybe the chest area, let's say. And then just breathe very, very deeply into your pain and just say, I feel in a lot of pain right now. I'm breathing very deeply, I feel in a lot of pain. I feel a lot of pain. And that's okay. And then when your mind says, because she... As soon as that mind comes in and says, because she... You've got to be aware enough to let that wave go, the because she wave go. And just focus on breathing. You're basically, here we go, what are you doing? You're meditating on your pain. You're using your pain as your object of meditation. Usually we use our breath. Focus on your breath. When any thoughts come, just notice that you're being dragged along by your thoughts. Stop, smile, bring your focus back to your breath. Or if you're looking at a candle. Here what you're actually doing is meditating on your pain. Why would I do that? That will completely amplify my pain. And the truth is, it won't. It's like sometimes you need a thorn to take out a splinter. You need something to take out the splinter. It is painful, but once you magnify the pain in a way, then you kind of use it up. But if you're just sitting there saying, I wish I didn't feel this, it's not fair I feel this, it's their fault, whatever, you're not even really feeling your pain. You're not feeling the pain. And you're just perpetuating the pain. So you use your pain as a meditation, and just, I feel in a lot of pain right now. Now, even in that, there has to be a time limit. There's got to be a time limit. I don't know what that is exactly, but 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever it is, but it's not probably that healthy to be meditating in your pain for more than that. So you set an alarm and say, okay, now, what am I going to do with it? Now, then you can start choosing positive thoughts. Then you can say, okay, so I needed to go through this. I need to do this. There's a famous story about there was a man and his wife, and their grandchildren came round, and one of the grandchildren ran and smashed a vase. A vase. Smashed the vase in the room, like a very old, sentimental value one. And the wife was very upset, and she was like, oh no, that was my grandmother's thing, and it was very expensive. And the husband was like, kind of okay. And then the wife said to him, how are you okay with this? Like, really? So he said to her, well, how are you going to feel about it in a year from now? So she was like, And I imagine in a year from now, I'll get over it. You know, it's a vase. At least we're healthy. And we're... So he said, okay. So I knew that in a year from now, I'll be okay with it. So I just decided to be okay with it now. Now? No. No, you don't say that. You wouldn't say that. Oh, no. Hold on. That wasn't the story. I messed up the story a bit. She said, why are you not upset and everything? And he said, ask me again in 6 months. Ask me again in 6 months. And so 6 months later, she said, how did you get not, how did you not get upset? And he said, well, how do you feel about it now? She said, I'm not upset. And he goes, so good. I knew that I wouldn't be upset in 6 months later. But, by the way, if you did feel upset about it straight away, then I'm saying feel upset about it. Just watch the upset. Don't wish you weren't upset. That's not helping. How is it helping to wish you weren't upset? It's like wishing it wasn't raining. It is raining. What's the point of wishing it's not raining? I wish it wasn't raining. Do that. So start watching. Stop judging and hoping and wishing. Stop doing that. Just start observing, and then you get less drown. You're not drowning. It's not so bad. The pain's not as bad. Pain's not as bad. There's another thing you can do, and I used to do it a lot when I lived in the East. I always used to live in little towns and little villages with mountains. I never lived in cities. Mountains. And what I'd do is within the first week, I'd go and climb the nearest mountain and I'd look down on the town or the village from a higher perspective. And then what I used to do is once every week or once every month before Shabbos. So I'd be in my house in Japan, in this little place, in my little apartment. And then I'd go to work, which was over there, and I'd go to that shop and I'd go to the beach and I'd be living my life. But then once a week or whatever it was, I'd go up to the top of the mountain and I'd sit and I'd see myself like a kind of little ant. Just like, that's what, habata means also observe yourself from a higher perspective. See yourself. Now, it's very, very powerful. To think of, what would I say to that little dove bear? Hey, dove bear, you know you're going to get to work and that guy's going to do that. Just be okay. I like coaching the little me down there. They're very, very powerful. It's a very, very powerful tool, and I used to do it a lot. Just go. And I'd see it, and I'd literally kind of what... I couldn't see my body down there. I wasn't on that level yet. But I'd, like, imagine my life. Wake up in the morning, I know I'm going to go to the gym there, and I see it, and I'd kind of what... And I'd see it from a higher perspective. And then what I could start to do was... whilst I was back in that little model, it looked like a little model world, you know, there's little miniature Israel or whatever. So it was like a miniature Tanabe where I lived, and I saw a miniature Dovey Bear. It wasn't called Dovey Bear in those days. But then what I'd do was when I was walking to work, I'd imagine myself at the top of the mountain looking at me walking to work. So when you're walking along and you're very upset, and you're thinking about it again. How dare they, brother? Imagine being on a higher perspective, and what would you say? Once again, we always got to respect our emotions. So I wouldn't say, come on, W Bear, don't feel bad about that. I'd say, I see you feel really bad about this, but, you know, you're a big boy. You're a big boy. So start watching yourself. Start getting a higher perspective on, because it's not really yourself. Start watching who you're being. It's a very good way to stop an argument, by the way. Or when you're upset, you're talking to someone, and how do I get out of this argument? Just get out of yourself. Just get out and look down and see yourself going like this. Really? It's like you're a grown up and there's a little baby, and you're coaching yourself from a higher perspective. That's also a form of habata, and it makes you a lot calmer because it's pulling you out of being personally involved. You know, how could they? How dare they? gotta stop smoking weed. May 2008. Wow, that's a long time. 14 years. I haven't smoked weed for 14 years. I'm still high though.
It's very strong. I didn't need to smoke again after that. Okay, so higher, there we go, higher states of consciousness. Get a higher perspective on yourself. See yourself. See yourself from outside. By the way, do it in yeshiva. Think about, you know, I'm in my seder and then I go down to lunch. How do you act in lunch? How do you queue? How do you do? Why? I even think to myself sometimes, if one lunch is at 1 o'clock, what if I'm not hungry at 1 o'clock? Will I still eat lunch? Now, most people just do because that's lunchtime. What do you talk about? It's like, why? Why eat lunch if you're not hungry? Because that's when we eat lunch. I'll be hungry later. So you buy a carrot later. So you can start managing your world just from a much more calm place. When everything's going wrong and it's very difficult and you've got your job and your work and it's very difficult, you can step back from that into this calm place and manage your world from a calm place. So manage from a calm place. So you're basically sitting back in a seat of consciousness, of calmness, and you're coaching yourself. There's a higher voice in your head, which is talking to that psyche voice that you developed when you were 6 years old, and it's saying, it's okay, we got this. I got it. It's okay, I got it. It's a very important thing about believing in yourself. Believing in yourself means that I can deal with it. I'm pretty sure I'll deal with it. I can deal with it. Someone's saying to me today, yeah, is he ready to get married? You know, he wants to get married. He says, I don't know how I'm going to make money, and I don't know exactly what community I want to live in. I'm like, no. So I said, I'll tell you the truth. When I got married, I didn't know how I was going to make enough money, and I didn't know exactly what community I was in. But I knew for a fact that I could handle that. I just knew I could. And my wife is also cool. It's only really, only in the last year or two, and I've been married for 13 years, I've got 3 kids, that I've actually had a stable income, really. I've been good. We're like, my wife would say, how much money do you have? And I'm like, minus 6,000 shekels. Often. But she could also deal with that, but she could only deal with it because I could. I wasn't worried about that. I was just like, okay, whatever. And she goes, but do we have enough money for like fish and wine and meat? I was like, sure. She's like, how much do we have? I was like, sure. but you've got to be real. You can't be irresponsible. So I always find something. Someone asked me to come and speak, and that would be a 2-week salary or something. And we always made our way. So it's just, I'll be okay. I'm going to be okay. How do you know you're going to be okay, by the way? But how do you know you're basically going to be okay? Because you're basically okay now. Nothing has killed you yet. Everything you've ever worried about in your life, you're still kind of here, kind of half emotionally balanced human beings. Well, I can see a couple who aren't, but whatever. I'll talk to them later. But any challenge you've ever faced in your life, you're still here, you're all right. You're getting, and why should that be different? Do you think that's going to get different? It might be a struggle, but if you're okay with struggle, then you'll be okay. You're okay, bigger perspective. So that's habata. Habata part two. We said first observe the external world with new eyes all the time. Now we're saying observe your internal world, and rather than being controlled by it, you start being like the chess player. I'm playing chess. I'm not falling into the board and becoming one of the pieces, and like, I'm above. I'm living above myself, so to speak. I'm managing my lower self from a place of peace and self-confidence.